Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. Our producer is Cal Hunter. It is the 5th of August, 2023. We've had a wonderful, excellent 2 hours. If you want to hear our 2 hours, just go to RadioLawTalk.com. And if anything you missed, you can go to our podcasts and just click on whatever date, time, and show you want and listen to it. Now, the best part about that is our computer people are smart, and you can do a search on a topic. And if we talked about that topic, you'll be able to search it, and it'll pop up. So go to RadioLawTalk.com. You can email us at info@RadioLawTalk.com. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO during live. Don't call us. We're live 9 to noon Pacific time, so don't try to call us when we're not live because we're not going to answer. It'll just go to probably a voicemail. And it's a guy going, "This is Cal Hunter. Leave a message." Okay, that's what it's going to say.
So somebody doing a Cal Hunter / Elvis impression.
Yeah, that's an Elvis.
I want to leave a message. We're going to drink some lemonade.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm all shook up.
That was the best one.
Do you know how that song was written?
No.
Elvis Presley had a good songwriter, did a lot of work for him, and somebody shook up a bottle of cola and it spritzed all over, and they said, "I'll bet he can even write a song about that." And next thing you know, there it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not going to be held liable if something happens when we say something. So don't even try. Seek counsel if you need a lawyer. And we're just having fun here. And remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. You know, you can use it for your in-laws when they're around the table saying "they said." That's what we say. It's okay to use Radio Law Talk. Don't go, "Your Honor, let me quote Todd Kunin or Fred or Denise." So maybe, I don't know, who knows, maybe some judges might take that as, "I rule in the favor of Radio Law Talk." Because I believe some judges do listen to us, by the way. So that's kind of exciting. We're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to get back into the LensCrafters case. Vineyards are suing because they got smoke on their grapes. Denise, what else we got going you want to talk about, Denise?
I want to talk about the Las Vegas woman who tried to hire somebody to kill her husband or her father.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. I want to talk about cells. Do you have a right
to
your cells? Yes, to your cell data, your DNA information. Do you have a right to that? Is there a right of privacy to that?
That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you own them?
Todd, what about you? Do you own your own cells?
I'm not married anymore, so yes, I do.
If you have a cat, I thought the cat's in charge.
Yeah, well, no, we're good to go. I own my cells, although I wonder, since you slough off a certain number of cells every day, just your reckless and wanton disregard for your own cells, have you given up your expectation of privacy? You
know, right.
If you really want an expectation of privacy in your cells, you should be walking around in a plastic bubble.
Yes.
To collect them at the end of every day.
To keep them in the garage. Yes, your garage cells.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Todd, anything you want to talk about?
I'm kind of interested in this Cash App founder. The guy that was murdered down in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And they did the preliminary hearing in the defense. Well, the defense wanted something that they weren't given. We'll talk about why that happened and what didn't happen in the investigation.
Yes, good one. So. But people are here for one thing, Cal. They only come to really to listen to the three of us, but they only want to hear you during one time. What's the time?
Well, that is this time right now.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Guido Menzio was in an airplane flying from Syracuse, to Syracuse, from Philadelphia. He settled into his seat, and he got out a bunch of papers and started writing on the paperwork. His seatmate, a woman in her 30s, claimed she tried to strike up a conversation with him, but he was evasive. So she looked down at the paperwork, and she saw a bunch of strange letters and symbols she did not understand, and this was in the see something, say something era. So she said, I see something, and she bravely called over the flight attendant, saying, I don't feel well enough to fly. She slipped her a note, warning her about the suspicious man writing in foreign characters on the plane. Then Menzio, the man, was taken off board as well and questioned. And he was suspected then of being a terrorist, and he was very upset. He said, I'm tired of this. Just because I'm an Italian and I have that swarthy Mediterranean look, you can't do that to me. So he said, I want to know if I can sue the airline or the passenger for getting me kicked off the flight and delaying my journey for 4 hours for no stinking good reason. That's the question. Fred Penny, what say you?
That is an absolutely very good scenario.
Thank you.
And I think that, this is absolutely not a case, but it is a scenario that was back when that first started. That was right after 9/11. I would think it'd probably have to be in the 90s, late 90s. See, 9/11 was, hold on, I was in law school. I was in law school. That's late.
2001.
2001. Okay. All right, 2001. So, no, I was thinking of I was in law school. It was the attack Iraq case. Yeah, so 2001, approximately that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. Report people, report everybody when you get on an airplane. And that was the scenario, but that's not a case. It was too bad because a lot of people were being reported on that were clearly not terrorists, but people just looked at them and thought they were. So, yeah, no case. Great scenario, Cal, that you made up completely.
Thank you, Fred. Todd Kuhner, what do you think about this matter of Mr. Guido Menzio?
There's a video going around in the last couple of weeks, and it made the news, of somebody that was just in hysterics on a flight because there was a person seated next to him that had tattoos. And Cal's like, oh, yeah, really, I remember that. He's feigning shock. I think that Cal made up this scenario based on that video, but it would be too obvious for them to say that, so he backtracked it to this. I agree with Fred. This is a scenario, but no case.
You know, you guys should have your licensed marriage family counseling degree as well, the way you pick my little brain apart. Okay, Denise, what do you say to this matter? Case or no case?
This is modeled after something that happened recently. There was a woman that got on the plane and she, like, something upset her and she said, she, like, yelled at everybody, you'll see, there's going to be something that happens and all of that. And she went running down the aisle, and she's, like, flailing her arms around. And she was the one that was arrested, and she was held for a while and interrogated. And then what she said was going to happen happened. You remember that? That was recent.
Well, of course it is. It was on the, and it showed, I think some people would say, that they showed that clip and they'd add their picture in a seat. Yeah, it was me, you know, just as a joke.
But I don't remember what it was she complained of and
what
happened.
There's a weird guy, like some spirit dude, wasn't it?
Did you hear my answer?
Yeah, no, he said it.
That
already.
Was literally the video I was talking about.
You want to know the truth? I didn't. I wasn't paying any attention.
Yeah.
I was looking up a place for us to go eat next Saturday. Sorry.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk.
Well, at least she's honest about it.
Yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to say it is a scenario, but okay.
We'll be back with the people who really don't know what they're talking about, talking to you about the law.
This is Radio Law Talk, the answer to case or no case, and much more coming up in this, the final hour of the Radio Law Talk program for this Saturday, August 5th, 2023. We'll be back.
Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
No fun.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, stop it.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick.
Cal, I'm going to give you an A today for the, you know, the bumps. It's an A bump day.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a wonderful bump jobs. So, lens crafters, apparently they have 955.
Hey.
Oh, no, sorry.
Case or no case.
All right, sorry. Case or no case. Finish that. Oh, got it. Sorry.
All right. Well,
I was getting into lens crafters already. I was focusing on that. Thank you, Denise.
We'll get to the grind on your glasses in a minute. So the question.
go ahead, Cal.
Right, the question was Guido Menzio was kicked off a flight, delayed for 4 hours, because seatmate said he was writing in strange characters and she thought he was a terrorist or might have been a terrorist. So the question is, did he sue the airline or her for the flight delay and for the inconvenience? And Fred, you said...
I said it's a scenario, no case.
Todd, you said...
I said scenario, no case.
Denise, you said...
Ditto.
Well, okay, at least we have consistency. This must mean I did a horrible job, but... Mr. Guido Menzio was careful about doing math calculations in the future in the seats on the airplanes because people couldn't understand what he was writing on the paper. Yes, it is a true story. Yes, he did complain. No, he did not file a case. There was no case in this true story.
But it actually did happen. Yep. That actually happened. Yep. Put him off.
And now back to Radio Law Talk with Todd, Fred, and Denise.
Back to Lens Crafters. All right. So Lens Crafters... has look where my paper is, has something called AccuFit technology. So AccuFit technology, they claim, is 5 times more precise, down to the 110th of a millimeter. Well, apparently some people don't agree with that, that what they say in our advertising is not correct. And you can bring a lawsuit under the, I'm trying to think of the act, but it's an act out of California. The New York, California, and Florida consumer protection laws. But this is 6 years old. About 6 years ago, they brought a class action against them saying that those statements are not true. And they just settled the case for $39 million, which means... Which this sounds pretty good, though. If you have bought any Lens Crafters glasses that are the AccuFit technology, you're going to receive, I believe, $50. Is that right? For each pair that you bought during a certain time period, and I believe it was September 5th, 2023, approximately, on to maybe to this date, but. Go back to Lens Crafters or go get your $50 if you bought some glasses from the AccuFit. And I don't even know what that means. Does anybody know what that means?
No.
The AccuFit?
Yeah. It just says, other than what I told you, other than, I don't know, apparently the technology is better, they're claiming.
Yeah, they claim that it's better now. There are a lot of people that relied on it, according to this lawsuit, and they got their glasses and went, well, dang, this doesn't fit. And this is important because it's not just, well, it doesn't stay on my nose, it doesn't do this. The fit of your glasses has everything to do with where the focal point of the lens is. They look at where your eyes sit, and they want to make sure that the focal point of the lens is in the right spot. You get a wrong fit, and maybe... the focal point for those glasses would be great for somebody that had eyes that were, you know, 2 or 3 millimeters further apart than you, but, you know.
Or if my eyes are kind of way off on one side and one's more in the middle. And...
Yeah, well, that's just from a hard night.
All right.
Your mouth looks purdy.
you're pretty purdy. Go ahead, Denise. You wanted to talk about, or Todd, who's next? Who wants to talk about their little, go ahead, Todd.
All right, so, if you've been following it all, Cash App founder, the founder of Cash App, a guy named Bob Lee, he was murdered, or he was found dead, let's put it that way, in San Francisco. He called 911, but before the police could get there, he bled out and he died from a stab wound. And I say, the reason I say, was he murdered, or why did I change it to found dead, is because they have an individual that they arrested. And recently, his name is Nima Momeni, and they recently did a preliminary hearing this last week in San Francisco. Again, a preliminary hearing is the hearing before the judge for the prosecution to show the court that there is enough basic evidence to warrant pursuing criminal charges all the way to trial. Well, at the conclusion of the preliminary hearing, or during the preliminary hearing, it was brought out that There was a homeless person nearby that the defense believes was not properly interviewed, although the testifying officer said the homeless person was near incoherent at the time, so they weren't going to get any other information. But the big thing is about the knife, the alleged murder weapon. The tech that investigated the weapon, that tested the weapon, pretty much had a difficult choice to make. Do you swab it for DNA? Or do you do fingerprint testing? And they opted to swab for DNA because the fear was that if they had tested it for fingerprints, it would have destroyed any DNA sample they could have gotten from the knife. That's what the tech testified to. Well, the defense is saying, well, you didn't test it for fingerprints, which would have thumbs up, thumbs down, no pun intended, that our client was the one that was holding that knife. And they didn't test it for fingerprints, and the defense claims that coupled with the lack of quality interrogation of the homeless person should have either A, had the charges completely dismissed, or argued that the charges should have been reduced to manslaughter, not murder. And I think their theory for that was, what is the evidence of premeditation for murder? You know, heat of passion killing is manslaughter. It's got to be premeditation for it to be murder. Judge disagreed with them and held the defendant to answer. So they're going forward on a murder trial against Nima Momeni for the killing of Bob Lee.
Did they get any DNA off the knife?
I don't believe so. I didn't read anything that there was DNA evidence presented. Now, that might be, because sometimes it takes a while to get that DNA testing done, and this is just a preliminary hearing. All they need is enough to get past this probable cause phase.
So it may be still being tested.
That could very well be.
My understanding, and we'll follow this throughout the time period, he was meeting with a brother's sister or went out with him or something to that effect. We'll talk about that. We don't have time to get into it. But
yeah, the suspect was the brother of the girl that Bob Lee was dating.
Right.
And he had been out with another woman that night earlier, so.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. update.
President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon. Iowa, under a winter weather warning, freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
That's true.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So, Denise, they say what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas, but I think for a husband and wife team, there's a little bit that's being told outside of Las Vegas.
Well, yes, even if you are a father and daughter. So, that almost sounds creepy. Well, this is a creepy story anyway. A Las Vegas woman was arrested for allegedly hiring or trying to hire someone to kill her father. And this person had already previously been arrested, and she was charged with attempted murder with a deadly weapon, and she pleaded it down to a disorderly conduct charge. This was unrelated to her father. But her and her father had been estranged. Mm-hmm. And she was known on the streets as Blinky. That was her little
Blinky.
That was her nickname.
Hey, Blinky.
And the allegations are that she put out there that she had $10,000 for a job and referral for future work. Mm. And that there was an anonymous source that said that this woman texted her father. She saw her text her father and pretend to be her mother to ask about whether or not she had an inheritance.
Oh.
So that may be what they're going to allege is the motive. So, in other words,
she thinks she was cut out of the will. Therefore, she was kind of ticked off and wanted to check and see Okay, does she get anything?
She found out she's still in the will and decided time to pull the plug.
So the allegations are she already started the process of getting a hit on Dad because she thought she was, this is the allegations, that she was disinherited.
Yes.
And then she said, well, wait a minute, it looks like I might not be disinherited. Don't pull the plug. But then you think if she's that crazy and psychotic, she would want to off him so she can get her money if that's what she's trying. I don't know.
I don't see the defense attorney in me is coming out here. And I'm looking at the quotes that were attributed to her.
I couldn't understand.
So one was somebody said she wanted, quote, to have someone taken care of, close quote. And I don't know how old her father is, but this could have been a legitimate, honest plea for some in-home care for a caretaker. Another one was the posting on Facebook, quote, I got another job to do for hella heats and it's easy. LMK, let me know if, we're not going to say the other one, need the pistols and Glocks for the low. So clearly that's a call for personal security for her father, you know, that needed the representation if he was traveling and stuff. That could be it. And it's not like she hasn't faced this before. This was the most interesting thing to me. She had previously been charged with attempted murder with a deadly weapon. Get this. Attempted murder with a deadly weapon. That was pled down to a disorderly conduct charge.
So you were listening to what I just said too.
Yeah,
you just pulled a Denise.
I was like, but the disorderly conduct charge was
quite a drop.
Wait a second. Look, if you charge somebody with attempted murder with a deadly weapon, and the only thing you think you could get out of that as a prosecutor is a disorderly conduct charge, which is like a low-level misdemeanor, a step above an infraction, just drop the case for crying out loud.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, that's like, that's just, okay, whatever.
But for some reason, she wasn't supposed to have any guns or firearms in her possession, and she did. Why wouldn't she have firearms in her possession?
Well, that may have been, look, if we're just going to get what we can get for the disorderly conduct charge, maybe she still had a probation condition if she was there, where she's not to be in possession of any dangerous or deadly weapons. Because note, the charge was attempted murder with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why, okay, we'll let you plead to almost nothing, but as a term of your probation, you can't be in possession of any deadly weapons for a period of time. And if she was, yeah, she violates that order. But it just seemed to be a very light charge compared to what she was initially charged with.
So in the Willamette Valley or Willamette area, this is Oregon, there was a fire in the 2020s, and a lot of these fires caused a lot of smoke. And the Willamette Valley Vineyards, who are a well-known vineyard that has supposedly great wines, I don't drink wines or alcohol, so I don't know, but they got a lot of soot and smoke damage to their grapes that are wine grapes to make these wonderful wines, and they say their allegations are they couldn't do anything with them, and therefore they lost all types of money in wine and winemaking to the tune of at least $2 million. A lawsuit was brought against the company. It's not PG&E. It's called the power company in Oregon. I have it. What's it called, Denise? Pacific Co. Yeah.
Core.
Okay.
Pacific Core.
Pacific Co. Whatever. CO. I don't. Whatever. It's Core, maybe. But here's the point. The point is it's interesting how they can bring these lawsuits saying it's ruined their grapes and they can't do the wine. Have you ever had the Willamette Vineyards wine, Denise?
Yes.
It's supposedly a nicer, higher quality wine, is it?
It is, and I think Alaska Airlines was featuring them for a period of time on their flights.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But anyway, so
the Willamette Valley. I lived in Eugene, and that's the
it's beautiful. That valley is beautiful.
Right.
And so they're bringing this lawsuit saying they've lost all types of revenue because of now how is it that they could be liable? They're claiming a couple of things. That is the Willamette Valley Vineyards. Number one, When there's high winds, they should turn off the grid, because that's, they said, will help spark or cause additional fires. Or they can clear the vegetation around their poles and wires, which would be less likely to cause any fires.
It's interesting because, you know, we had asked this question earlier. We were setting this up at the first hour. What does smoke do to grapes? How does it impact it? And my crack Google research shows that compounds in smoke are absorbed by vines. It can cause unwanted flavors in the vines. Now, there are companies out there that actually have developed a test to see if the wine has or the grapes have this smoke damage. And they are developing ways and have ways that they can give to vineyard owners to mitigate the effects of smoke damage. And that may be an issue in this case.
Right.
Okay. When, after the fires, you knew they happened. When did you first test your grapes to see if this was an issue? And what did you do to try to mitigate it? Now, maybe it was so big that there's nothing they could do, but certainly that would be what
the process is not always effective. That's a downside. It's expensive and it takes a while, and it's not always effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And that process, believe it or not, was studied pretty extensively by Oregon State University.
Nice.
Which is kind of like our Davis in a way. You know,
right.
the
Davis,
university for California farmers
Davis,
and for vineyards and that kind of stuff.
Oregon State is more of a farm type of university that does
a lot of
agricultural stuff.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
Okay.
I wonder if UC Davis says, you know what, we're like people say, we're like our Oregon State. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, Denise.
Something tells me UC Davis would never say that.
I'm guessing no. No.
Now, Berkeley might.
Berkeley's looking for a place to go play football. So, anyway. Go ahead. Denise, what else? Do you have anything else, Denise, to talk about?
There's something that I want to talk about. I think it's a really interesting concept, and that is, what rights do you have to use of your cell or DNA, right? So there was this woman who, her cells were extracted, and they were used to study and to find out. So Thermo Fisher Scientific had been using her cells without her permission, and they didn't find out about, her family didn't find out about it until this woman turned 103 years old. And so her family now has sued they sued this scientific research company and said, you used our grandma's DNA and cells without her permission.
And what were they using? Just as experiment or something?
Yeah, they were studying different types of, I don't know how you can say it, like genetic things and all that kind of stuff.
So is this lawsuit going on now, or do they settle it? It's still going on.
Well, they just settled it, but it was for vaccines for polio and coronavirus, and a bunch of stuff was developed by using her cells.
So they had to pay.
Of course, they got patents on all of these things.
Right.
And so now they've just settled that suit.
They didn't say how much, though, huh?
They didn't say how much.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to do quick takes. Hang on. We got one more segment.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations coast to coast. Be thankful.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you serious?
Back to Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Frederick Penning. Fred.
I like Kansas. All right. We are just going to wrap this up. I'm going to do a quick take and let you guys all go home and enjoy yourselves. Thanks for joining us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at radiolawtalk.com during the time that we're not on the air. And if you want to call us, don't call us when we're off the air, that's for sure. We're live Pacific time, 9 to noon, every Saturday. Todd, Denise. Well, Todd, you wanted to talk about this interesting case.
Yeah, interesting one out of New York City. There's a police officer, Edward Donzelli, and he's only 30 years old, and he had some ailments he was dealing with. He had a hip problem. He had chronic stomach condition. And the hip injury that he had was one that he sustained while he was on the job, so arguably it's a work comp issue that he's got there. And they sent him to this doctor. Donzelli had been on the force for 7 years at the time. They sent him to this doctor, Dr. John Santucci. And the claims that Donzelli are making is that when going to the doctor was actually, what he claims, bullying him, telling him, you know what, you're faking your symptoms, you're faking this, you need to get back. Well, Donzelli has a cousin that works in the in and around the same office as the doctor. The cousin reported back to the cop, Donzelli, hey, you know, I heard that doctor kind of mimicking your voice because he speaks with a distinct higher voice and stuff. And so that, coupled with what the treatment he was getting from the doctor, really put him on notice that maybe this doctor is just not operating and giving him advice, treating him to the level that he feels he needs to be treated. Donzelli, the cop, later had, he had surgery on his hip in 2022, and after surgery, the doctor is still kind of pushing him, getting him back in. Now, it would be one thing if it was just these arguments against the doctor, but I think this is where the case really starts to take off. It is when, as Donzelli alleges, that management at the police department started reviewing him with more scrutiny. He started getting write-ups for things that had never been issues before. He was being audited financially, and that had never happened before. And so the allegations are that the treatment from the doctor and the doctor's treating him like maybe he's faking him, get back to management. And that starts affecting his job and the way he's treated by the job, that the doctor and management are kind of working together. These are these allegations. Well, the long and short of it is he's now filed a $5 million lawsuit in the city of New York to combat what he claims is this discrimination because he suffered legitimate on-the-job injuries and had injuries, and they're discriminating against him because of that.
And after this, too, this is the point. The doctor grabbed his hand because he was recording what the doctor was saying, and the doctor grabs his grabs this phone from his hand and caused injury to his hand.
Yeah.
Just because he, and then he got in trouble for recording the incident. So he got in trouble and was suspended for 30 days by his employer for recording the incident where he claims this doctor is abusing me and harassing me.
Well, all I gotta say is it reminds me of my favorite movie. Oh, this is a flesh wound. This is a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's like, there ain't nothing wrong with you. It's just a flesh wound. Now, oh, but I cut, I cut, but I cut off, this. I cut off your arm. Oh, come on back and I'll bleed on you.
Now, the interesting thing about the recording of the doctor, in California, it definitely would have been inappropriate for him to record the doctor because California is a two-party consent state.
Right.
If you're going to record it, you got to have a consent from both parties for the recording of communication. New York apparently is a single party state, so
correct.
You only need the consent of one party so you can
consent to your own recording.
Yeah, I consent to it. I'm surreptitiously recording it.
Right.
And which would go against the reasons for discipline because it's not like he was breaking the law under New York law by recording the doctor.
I think it makes it more suspicious about this doctor and how the doctor may be inclined to be pro-department and less pro-disabled employee.
Yeah. You don't know. That's an allegation.
We're
that's all we know.
See. We're going to have to see what happens.
What do you want to say, Denise? Is that about it? Is that all we got? We have anything else we want to talk about?
There is one other thing.
I thought you did.
Oh, my gosh. It's super funny. Not funny. This is horrific.
I was going to talk about Feinstein, but no, go ahead if you want to talk.
This is another doctor case.
Okay.
And this is where there was a doctor, and he owned his parents' past. And he inherited property, and it was a big property, right? It was a really nice property, but he lived in a different state, and his family's Connecticut property was in Connecticut. So he hadn't gone there for many years. I mean, that's conceivably. He goes there after missing out and not being there for 5 years, and he finds that somebody has sold the property for $1.4 million.
What state is this in? Where is
this? This was in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
And it was by allegedly a South African deed thief. So this is kind of like maybe perhaps we need to watch for this. It might be a new scam. Don't leave your real property unattended for periods of time. Because remember, somebody can adversely possess your property.
It's pretty tough, though. There's a lot of things. Everyone says, well, it's easy to adversely possess because there was a fence there for a while. No, you gotta. There's a bunch of steps you have to do. And you have to pay the taxes on it, too, by the way.
That's right.
In a number
of
states.
Open and notorious.
Right. And it's so open that they do it. And then not only that, just because you had a fence there doesn't mean that that's years. Dianne Feinstein that hit in the news, she is in bad shape. There's no doubt she, in fact, they have video of her, someone whispering to her, say this, oh no, this is how you vote or whatever, or she was just confused, right? Now that her daughter has power of attorney over her, it's just it's big news. But guys, just so you know, it's not big news. Power of attorney, a lot of people have. That's normal. And it's not a power of attorney that the daughter can vote for her. It's just it's an estate planning power of attorney, and the news is making a big deal out of it. But unless she has a power of attorney to vote, which she can't do, she can't vote for her. But that happens in people's estates all the time, this power of attorneys.
In fact, I believe if it comes to the point that she is mentally incompetent to fulfill her duties,
mm-hmm.
it's actually up to the governor of the state from which a senator comes from to appoint an interim fill in position who would then have to run in the next election. It's kind of what Rod Blagojevich got in trouble for in Illinois, was trying to sell that seat. But, it doesn't give them the opportunity to. Doesn't give her daughter the opportunity to vote on her behalf.
No, it's the House Democrats, I think, that actually get a temporary replacement, and then the governor feels that replacement.
Right. They should probably do that. I mean, whether you agree with her,
senators,
well,
a lot
when
of
you
yelling.
Agree or disagree with her, and I think she's made a bunch of faux pas, and I'm not a fan of hers, but she has really done a lot. I mean, and they should, both sides should, you know, throw a party for her and, you know, thank her service.
She got
a lot
two more
of
years left.
I know, but it's time.
No, I don't mean that in any way. I'm saying that's not a consideration that needs to be made.
I'll tell you right now, for the state of California, she had a lot of influence and got a lot of things done in the state that people, other states probably didn't or weren't able to receive. So, if you agree or disagree with her, she's had a long, illustrious career, just like the one that was my best friend in the courts, you know, the queen of the courts.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
my friend. And so anyway, with that, Cal, is it about that time?
It's time for each of you to give us your quick take, the thing that sticks in your mind from the Radio Law Talk episode today.
All right.
Fred, let's start with you.
All right, if you could see me on the radio, the paper's right up against my face, and it says, next time you show up with the wrong car and you don't have your glasses in it, make sure you bring your glasses, Fred, because doing the radio show the whole 3 hours without glasses sucks.
Lens crafters? Okay, Todd.
Well, this actually goes to one of the last ones we did. The Connecticut doctor who came back to find a new building built on his property by whatever. If one person I would not want to be, or entity, the title insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good heavens, you signed off on a house being built for $1.4 million, and the deed was not good.
I think they call it a clouded title. Denise, what do you have for your quick take today?
Well, my quick take is about the Idaho College murder case. And I thought that his alibi about, you know, driving at night just wasn't good enough. What he should have said is, I misplaced my phone, and I didn't find it until after the murders.
There you go. We'll be back next week, 9 to 5 Pacific time. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll have another show for you next week, 9 to noon Pacific, live at RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations coast to coast, like KBAR in Burley, Idaho. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.